It's the California Update from KRCB Radio. I'm Mark Prell. A crowd of thousands at UC Davis Monday called for the resignation of Chancellor Linda Katehi after campus police pepper sprayed peacefully protesting students last week. English professor Nathan Brown has started an online petition calling on the chancellor to step down.
There is no place.
There is no place.
On our campus.
On our campus.
For administrators who order the use of force against peaceful protesters.
Minutes later, Chancellor Katehi spoke briefly to the crowd. She apologized and said she hopes to work with students to bring the community together.
I know you may not believe anything that I'm telling you today, and you don't have to. It is my responsibility to earn your trust.
The chancellor did not authorize the pepper spraying, but she did order police to break up a campsite Friday. Two officers and the UC Davis police chief have been placed on administrative leave. State officials and advocates are relieved about a federal court settlement that preserves community-based daytime care and health services for the elderly and disabled. But the state estimates only half of the 35,000 people in the centers may be eligible for the new Medi-Cal service. It's called Community-Based Adult Services, or CBAS. It will serve only the most medically vulnerable. Those who do not qualify for CBAS will get care coordination to help them find other services. Lydia Misalides of the California Association for Adult Day Services says managed care is a good alternative to CBAS, but she still has concerns.
What I do worry about is many services that our current patients need are just not available in the community.
Adult day health care centers may apply to be a part of CBAS, which begins March 1st. That's the California Update. Find these and other stories at northbayvoice.org. I'm Mark Prell.